Ladies and gentlemen, Life with a Lion. About this time every year, housewives, inspired by all the new labor-saving devices and beautiful things they see at the Ideal Homes exhibition, return to their homes determined to get rid of everything that's worn out and useless. So each time Bibi gets back from the exhibition, Ben hides in the cupboard. In fact, every time he gets the wind up, he hides in there.
It's ridiculous to say I'm so frightened I hide in the cupboard. Nice and warm in here. Furthermore, I've been looking for my fishing tackle. I guess it's in Richard's room.
Ben, what time are you taking me to the Ideal Home Exhibition today?
Look, honey, I'd be a fine club member if I didn't enter the annual fishing competition.
And you'd be a fine husband if you didn't take me to the exhibition. You made a date with me 2 weeks ago, remember?
Don't worry, sweetheart. I'll take you a week from Saturday, and you can buy anything you like.
But it'll be closed then.
I know. I mean... Really?
Mrs. Lyon, will it clear away the breakfast dishes?
Yes, Aggie, but please leave that spare egg.
You mean you might be tempted to eat it?
No, but I might be tempted to throw it.
There's nothing so important to make you do a thing like that.
But my husband promised to take Mrs. Wainwright, Barbara, and me to the exhibition. And I was going fishing instead.
What would you do? Do you think one egg will be enough?
Honestly, you'd think this was a major catastrophe.
But Mr. Lyon, you're not a woman.
Well, no, and don't let these dishpan hands fool you.
I mean, is it gives a woman such happiness to buy one of those modern labor-saving appliances, or even a bottle of one of the new detergents that keep the waste pipe clean round the bend?
Aggie, when my wife's here, please don't speak about going clean round the bend.
Now, there's no need to change the subject. I must say, I never thought you'd deny your wife a little pleasure.
But there's no reason why she can't go with the girls. And I stand a chance of winning a very valuable prize. Don't I, Mommy?
Well, yes. All right, sweetheart, you go ahead.
Mr. Lang, you're a very lucky man to have such an understanding wife.
I know I am. When a man has a wife like you, honey, he can laugh at his biggest troubles.
Hello, Ben.
You see?
Well, he certainly seems happy.
Oh, he is. Oh, Florrie, what a beautiful pink dress. You look like the first... Darling, you look like the first breath of spring. Doesn't she, Ben?
Yes, or put it another way. Like the last gasp of winter.
Honestly, why can't you ever say anything nice to her?
Oh, Bibi, I know he never means those little barbs. He's far too kind-hearted.
Oh, thanks, Florrie.
I mean it. Most men would be downright disagreeable about dragging three females around that enormous exhibition. But not our dear old good-natured Ben. I bet we won't hear one cross word out of him all day.
We won't. He's going fishing.
Oh, the monster!
Now, don't fly out of your girdle, Florrie. Bibi said I could go.
Bibi, you're a fool if you let him get away with this.
Why don't you keep your big nose out of this, you interfering old busybody?
Well, because Bibi's my dearest friend, and I don't intend to stand by and see her playing second fiddle to a fish.
Why don't you get a broomstick and fly home?
Don't you order me around. Who do you think I am, your wife?
What a horrible thought.
Hey, Pop.
Richard, don't butt in. We're having a private discussion.
I know. All the neighbors are hanging out of their windows listening.
Well, then we must keep our voices down.
I agree. I never wash my dirty linen in public.
If you did, it would stop the traffic.
Oh! Ben, we're leaving for the exhibition in an hour and a half.
That's the spirit.
See you later, Florrie.
Pop, I'll stick with you instead of going fishing.
No, son. You go and enjoy yourself, because someday you'll get married, and it'll be too late.
Okay, but maybe we can think of a way out of this.
Daddy's in the living room.
Oh, hello, Wimpy.
Well, Mr. L, are you excited about the fishing competition?
I don't know why I should be. I'm not going.
But why?
He promised to take Maud to the Ideal Home exhibition.
Oh, crumb.
Won't Mummy let you get out of your date?
No, no. She and Barbara upstairs getting ready now, and Florrie, darling, is coming over to pick us up.
Well, luckily, I don't allow my wife to dictate to me. I just told her very firmly I was going fishing, and she wasn't going to stop me.
I don't believe it.
Well, it's true. I had to laugh at the way she worked herself into a futile rage. She threatened to hit me so hard, I'd see stars.
No.
Yes. And do you know, I never realized how beautiful the Milky Way looked in the daytime.
Gosh, what did you do after she hit you?
Oh, I kept my dignity. I just looked her calmly in the eye and said, Wilhelmina, your necklace is broken. Kindly pick the pearls up off the floor.
And what did she say?
She said, pick them up yourself, they're your front teeth.
Oh, come now, Mr. Wimple. You're going a little too far.
Yes, that's what I told the missus. I reverted to diplomacy and talked her into giving me permission.
I should have liked to have heard that.
Oh, it was pretty smooth talking, Robin. Once I'd promised to wash the dishes, scrub the kitchen floor, chop the firewood, and do the weekly washing, I had her eating out of my hand.
Why, you old fraud, I might have known.
Well, too bad you didn't try a little smooth talk on Mummy.
Yes, I was all set to win the first prize today. I almost won it last year. Remember those big fish I caught, Richard?
I sure do. When we got home, I ate two of them on a biscuit.
Stop talking silly. You ate the little fish I was using for bait.
Mr. L, if you use the right bait now, you'll still be able to go fishing.
Well, I'm open for any suggestion.
Well, I thought you might... Robin, my boy, go out in the hall and let's know if your mother and Barbara start coming downstairs.
Okay. But I always have to leave just when things start getting interesting.
What's the plan, Mr. Wimple?
Well, it's quite simple. All your father has to do is to pretend he's on the verge of a nervous breakdown.
Oh, but Wimple...
No, let me finish. Then you sort of hint that the only thing will cure you is to go on a nice fishing trip.
Oh, that's ridiculous. To begin with, there's no reason for me to have a nervous breakdown. For the last 26 years, I've just lived here with Bebe and the kids and... Hey... I wonder why I've never had one before.
Exactly. And it's time you did.
But I can't just go to Bebe and say I'm cracking up. She'd see through that in a second.
Well, maybe she wouldn't if I went in first and laid the groundwork.
That's it. You could say your father's been acting very strangely, and he's been saying some very funny things.
Yes, that's bound to make her think something's wrong. She knows Pop never says anything funny. peculiarly funny.
Well, Mr. L, what do you say?
Well, I guess it won't do any harm to try.
Ah, that's the spirit. All you have to do is act a little silly. You know, as if you're a bit wrong in the head.
Well, I guess one more in the family won't make any difference. Go ahead, son, and get them in the mood.
Ha ha, don't worry about that. By the time you walk in the bedroom, I'll have them crying. Hello, Barbara.
Oh, hi, Rich. I wish Mr. Wimple would go so Daddy could get dressed.
Oh, Pop isn't downstairs.
You mean your father's gone?
He sure is.
Well, that's awful. Where's he gone?
Clean off his rocker.
What are you talking about?
Oh, gosh, haven't you noticed how strange he's been acting lately?
What do you mean?
Well, yesterday he was out in the garden having a long talk with Mr. Hemingway about fishing.
What's strange about that?
Mr. Hemingway wasn't there. And this morning he picked up the poker and said, this rod has no reel on it. Then he started fishing in the fireplace.
Oh, Richard, stop making up those silly jokes.
I wish it was a joke. Did he tell you the doctor came to see him yesterday?
Our doctor?
Well, he's a sort of special doctor. He only deals with fishiology.
You mean he's a fish doctor?
Oh, of course not, stupid. He says Pop's got a very bad nervous trouble caused from fish fetish.
Oh, Richard, this all sounds very fishy to me.
Well, maybe, but don't say I didn't warn you that Pop's heading for a nervous breakdown, and the only thing that will cure him is the open air and the smell of fish.
Oh, all right, then. Tonight he can have a kipper for supper and sleep in the garden.
Well, you can laugh, but the doctor says he's got fish on the brain, and the only way to cure him is to let him go fishing until he gets it out of his system.
Oh, Moby Dick! Where are you, Moby Dick?
Richard, your father's calling you.
I'm in here, Father Neptune.
You've got to humor him, girls.
Well, well, hello, my two little mermaids. Or should I say, my two little gills.
See what I mean, Barbara?
That doesn't prove a thing. He's always pulling corny jokes.
Are you two whispering, or am I hearing things?
Poor Pop. He should be out in the fresh air right now.
You're right. Jokes like that need all the fresh air they can get.
Oh, Ma, please. The doctor says if we don't humor him, he'll even start looking like a fish.
You're right. He does look like a fish.
Maybe he'll be all right if we just sit quietly. And don't say anything to remind him of fish.
Sit down, Dandy.
Oh, thank you, dear.
Barbara, maybe your father would like to read your library book.
Oh, here you are, Daddy. Try not to lose my place.
Place! Oh, down in the merry, in itty-bitty pool, fancy.
You see what you've done?
Yes, Barbara, let that be a lesson to you. Now, let's talk about something else.
All right. Oh, I wish you'd been at Marty's yesterday. They had a sale on the most divine stockings.
Nylon?
Oh, no, they were fishnets.
Fishnets! Oh, the shrimp boats is a-coming. Is a-coming. Is a-coming. Oh, the shrimp boats is a-coming on Saturday night. Mammy.
Ma, please let me take him out fishing before it's too late. Look how red his face is getting. He's beginning to look like a lobster.
Well, he's the first lobster I've ever seen with his own pot.
Oh, Daddy, you gave a very good performance. And very funny.
Oh, I knew it wouldn't work.
Oh, Ma, since he tried so hard, be a good sport and let him go fishing.
Yes, come on, honey. Take the hook off me just for one day.
Oh, that's the way you feel about it. Go ahead.
Well, come on, let's have a smile.
Well, go on, you'd better get ready.
Yes, come on, Pop. We've got to get our tackle together.
Okay, son. We'll see you later, girl.
Mother, why don't you try and understand, Daddy?
Because the more a woman understands a man, the more he goes around complaining that she doesn't.
That's an exploded theory. The latest book's on happy marriages say the quickest way to lose a husband is to oppose him when he's really set his heart on something.
Well, maybe you're right, old lady. I'll make up for it when I go downstairs.
Oh, Pop, I put all our fishing tackle in the hall.
Oh, thanks, son. You know, maybe I shouldn't have broken that date with your mother. I wouldn't want her to think that. I'd rather go fishing than be with her.
Well, wouldn't you?
Of course, but I wouldn't want her to think it.
Then why don't you ask us to go fishing?
Look, Aggie, let's not be ridiculous about this.
But you know she would never go. She and Miss Barbara hate fishing. Besides the fact that Hartson's going to the exhibition with Mrs. Wainwright.
Say, I think Aggie's right. At least it would make Ma feel you want to be with her.
Yes, Aggie, that's a brilliant idea.
Well, I'm a brilliant woman. And now run away and pack your lunch.
Oh, thanks. Richard, the minute they say they're going to leave for the exhibition, I'm going to ask the girls if they'd like to go fishing with us.
Hello, Mr. Hill. I really hope to get my tackle. I came in the back way.
Well, what's so amusing about that?
Nothing. But as I came in, my ears played me a very funny trick. I thought I heard you say you were going to ask the girls to go fishing with us.
Don't worry, old boy. There's not a chance that they'll accept. I'm only doing that as a gesture.
Well, make sure it's a rude one.
Believe me, Wimple, they hate fishing. Remember the time we took them with us, Richard?
Do I? Barbara cried because a trout landed in her lap.
Yes. But the funniest part of all was when I tried to show your mother how to bait a hook.
What happened?
Well, the worm slipped through my fingers and wriggled right down inside Bibi's blouse. That's how rock and roll was born.
You men certainly seem to enjoy yourselves.
Yes, what's the joke?
Oh, well, we were just telling Whipple about the time we took you girls fishing.
Ben, I'm sorry I acted the way I did, and I hope you boys have a wonderful time.
Oh, thanks, honey.
Well, good luck, boys, and I hope you all catch a lot of fish. Oh, come on, Mother. We better pick Aunt Floria. I want to spend at least 6 hours at the exhibition.
Oh, so do I. I haven't thought of anything else for days.
You know, if you girls hadn't been going, I would have loved to have had you come along with us.
Oh, darling, you know how I loathe fishing.
Mother, remember what I said. Don't oppose him.
Oh, yes.
Ben, we'd love to go fishing.
Well, I'm delighted that... What?
Gee, Will!
Of course we'll go with you.
Wait a minute, Barbara. You can't do this.
We want to help you.
Honey, women don't know how to help on a fishing trip.
Oh, that's where you're wrong. I saw all your fishing tackle in the hall just now. And you know all those little bent fish hooks?
Yes.
Well, I got a hammer and straightened them out.
Catfish.
Phoebe, you know that sewing machine you wanted to buy?
You mean the one you couldn't afford?
Yes. If you and Barbara go to the exhibition, you can have it.
No, dear. We'd rather be with you.
Oh, look. Aunt Florrie's in her garden. Let's go tell her we can't go to the exhibition.
Yes, we won't be long, boys.
Mr. L., this is all your fault.
Well, how did I know they'd accept?
Oh, but that's all we need. A couple of battering women on a fishing trip. We might as well invite a ring-tailed baboon.
With us.
They are inviting one.
Mother, let's hurry and change our clothes.
All right, dear.
Say, Ma, it's pretty rough country where we're going, and we won't be able to help you.
Oh, don't worry about that. Mother and I want you to treat us just like men.
Yeah. Well, in that case, we'd better wear our flats.
I could kick myself.
Oh, don't do that, Mr. L. Allow me.
At least we'll make sure they'll never want to go fishing again. Okay, we'll treat them like men.
I got the fishing rods unpacked. Come on, Pop, let's fish.
Yes. What are we waiting for?
Wait a minute. Here come the girls.
Oh, what a beautiful spot.
Hurry up, Phoebe. I've got our fishing lines.
All right, dear.
Skeeter, come out of that water.
Come on. Let's start fishing.
Okay.
Well, how are the anglers coming along?
What kind of fish are anglers?
Oh, this can't be true.
Richard, haven't you gotten that darn thing connected yet?
No, I think the rod's too big to go into the connection.
You probably got it wet the last time you went fishing.
Well, what's that got to do with it?
Well, when certain things get wet, they swell.
Then you must have sat in a puddle.
Sat in it. She must have lain down in it.
What?
I said I must go and lay the fire for tea.
Well, here's your rod, Pop. It's okay now.
Thanks, son. Pass me that tin of bait, will you?
Here you are.
Speaking of bait, I haven't got any.
Oh, neither have I.
How are you, Florrie? You want a worm on the end of your line?
No, I want no help from Ben.
I'm talking about a real worm.
So am I.
Barbara, do you want some worms?
Oh, no. You just put one on the end of my hook, please.
What do you think this is? The Ritz?
Ben, dear, I'd like one on my hook, too.
Baby, you asked to be treated like a man, so you better get used to baiting your own hooks.
Oh, Daddy, that was only a figure of speech. Mother's no more a man than you are.
Thank you.
I mean, she's no more of a man than Aunt Florrie is.
Barbara, flattery will get you nowhere. You'll still have to bait your own hook.
Very well, we'll use our own bait. Hand me those sandwiches, Florrie.
Here you are. Sir?
You mean you're going to bait your hooks with sandwiches?
Well, why not? These are salmon sandwiches. We might catch a salmon.
Oh, fine. Richard, hand me those pork sandwiches. We might catch a pig.
Well, Daddy, there's no need to be sarcastic.
Oh, women. Richard, will you hand me those weights?
Sure, here you are.
Why are you tying those weights on your line?
Because the fish I want to catch are bottom-feeding fish.
Oh, what an odd diet.
girls, please be quiet. We're going to cast our lines.
Skeeter, keep still.
Honestly, you think so, but...
Oh, my goodness. I've got a bite. I'm going to eat.
How wonderful. Quick, Barbara, let's help your mother pull her line out.
I can't. I've got a bite, too. Oh,
exciting. I wonder how big they are.
If you ask me, they've probably caught a couple of little tiddlers.
Oh, tiddlers, nothing. I've got a really big one. Oh, he's fighting like mad. Flory, I've got a dogfish.
Ma, that was Skeeter.
Oh, Phoebe, you must have an enormous fish. Look, your rod's bending.
Oh, so is mine.
Oh, stand back, everybody. I'm going to reel my line in.
I better land my fish before you, Mother.
Oh, no, you go on. Here comes mine now.
And mine. Oh,
I see how wonderful.
Oh. Oh, congratulations, girls. You've hooked each other's line.
Mr. Rowe. Let's walk up the bank and fish on the other side of that hedgerow.
Yes, come on, Pop. It'll be nice and quiet there.
Come on, fellas, let's go.
Say, Pop, we've been here 2 hours and I...
Now, Richard, be quiet. You're disturbing the fish.
I don't think there are any fish to disturb.
You're right. I keep dropping them a line, but I never get an answer.
I don't think these worms are trying.
Well, at least I got a catch.
I don't call an old carpet slipper much of a catch.
Ah, but you should have seen the Wellington boot that got away.
Maybe if you close your mouth, the fish will open theirs. You do nothing but to...
Hey, quiet, everybody, quiet. I've got something.
So have I. Here, steady now. Up she comes. Down she goes. Up she comes.
It sounds as if you caught a yo-yo.
It's a fish. Look, Mr. L.
Oh, hard luck, Wimple. Your fish has fallen off and left the worm.
Worm? That's the fish.
The women find out about this. We'll never live it down.
Here, half of them, though. I don't see them. I wonder where they've gone.
Maybe they've gone behind that mound over there.
Richard, that mound over there is your Aunt Flory.
Now, Richard, why don't you be a good boy, go over there and tell the girls we're catching fish like flies?
Well, they're not much bigger.
Never mind the comedy. Just give us a big build-up.
Okay, I'll do my best.
Hey, I've got a nibble. I've got another one. Oh, it's a big one.
Me too. Up she comes.
What a beauty.
Up she daisy.
Boy, did you ever see a fish as big as this one?
Big as that, nothing. Just look at this one.
Oh, mine's much bigger than yours.
Don't be daft. Mine's twice as big as yours.
You're just jealous.
Very well. If that's the way you feel, I'll go and fish somewhere else.
Oh,
goodbye.
Conceited old duffer. Just won't admit that I'm a better fisherman than he is.
Oh, hi, Pop.
Oh, hello, son. How are the girls getting along?
Well, there's plenty of fish up there, but the women are too soft-hearted.
What do you mean?
Well, I just heard Ma say, don't pull the poor little fish up on the bank. Hold them under the water until they drown.
They won't catch many that way. What else? Hey, wait a minute, Richard. I've got a nibble.
You have? Well, good for you, Pop.
Richard, you scared the fish away.
Oh, gosh, I can't just sit here and say nothing.
But if you keep talking, the fish won't bite and... Wait a minute. Hey, I'll give you a half a crown if you'll go over and talk to Wimple.
I'm afraid I couldn't do that, Pop.
No, I guess it would be unfair.
Well, yes, it would. Mr. Wimple just gave me 5 shillings to come over here and talk to you.
Why, the old... Look, I'll beat his score if I have to stay here all night, but I'll do it honestly. Here's 10 shillings, son.
Well, thanks. Oh, Mr. Wimple?
Well, Robin, my boy, you missed a great fishing trip. My catch of 15 fish is bound to win the competition.
Gee, that's terrific. Are you sure?
Positive. I phoned the club from Wimple's, and they said the biggest catch up to then was 11.
Say, Pop, I'd better take your fish over to the clubhouse right away and enter them.
Oh, thanks, son. You better take a cab.
Well, what for? The club's only 2 minutes' walk from here.
Wait a minute, Rich. I'll help you carry the fish.
Well, Flory, old girl, how does it feel to be talking to the champion angler of Marble Arch?
You're pretty pleased with yourself, aren't you?
I certainly am.
Now, Beatty, are we going to the exhibition tomorrow?
Oh, we certainly are. I can't wait to order that sewing machine Ben's going to buy me.
Oh, allow me to correct you, honey. I said you could buy one if you went today, but you insisted on going fishing.
Daddy, that isn't fair.
It certainly is not.
Ben, you don't mean that.
I certainly do.
How could you be so mean?
Oh, Mrs. Lyon, what's the matter?
Oh, Aggie, I'm not getting that new sewing machine. And I had everything all planned.
I was going to sit down happily every evening and sew and sew and sew.
And who says you can't?
That old so-and-so.
Mr. Lyon, how could you?
I'll get it.
I forgot to ask. Has anyone heard who's won the fishing competition?
Well, it seems Mr. Lyon had the largest catch, so he's certain to win it.
You see, Barbara, I told you it was a waste of time entering my catch.
You could have brought them home for dinner. There's nothing better than fresh fish. Furthermore, scientists have a theory that fish is good for the brain.
Well, they're probably right. I've been eating fish all my life, and look at me.
Well, there goes another theory.
What?
I said, that goes to prove another theory.
Oh, really, really, I've done it. I've won the first prize in the fishing competition.
Oh, what a weapon, darling.
A messenger from the club just delivered it. Look, it's here in this box.
Oh.
See what it says on the side. First prize, champion angler of Marble Arch.
Oh, well, then I should at least have put your name on it.
Well, it's probably on a card inside. I knew no one could beat my catch of 15 fish. I'm going to telephone a few of my friends. Oh, and Phoebe, I think we should have a little party tonight. After all, we have something to celebrate.
Phoebe, I rush home and change and be right back.
Oh, hello. Is Sir Lawrence Olivier there?
Oh, Ben, really?
Mother, when are you going to tell him the truth about the competition?
I think it's too late now.
Any of the guests arrived yet?
No, dear.
I'm sorry I'm late, but I had to cook Russell's dinner. Oh, where's Daddy?
Oh, hello. Is there much delay on that overseas call? Oh, no, I'll wait.
Oh, I think you're wonderful to let him take all the credit.
Well, maybe if he gets enough praise, he'll get happy enough to buy me that sewing machine.
Oh, so that's it. Give him a lot of praise.
That's right. As the Chinese proverb says, woman who keeps patting that on head soon has very short husband.
Remember that.
Girls, please. What? Hello, Washington, D.C.? Yes? What? Well, haven't they got a phone on the golf course? Oh, he's in Bermuda. Well, I'll call back later.
Honestly, Daddy, that's going a little too far.
Boy, he likes fishing.
Well, Mommy, Aggie says to tell you all the guests are arriving.
Oh, thank you, darling. Come on, Barbara.
All right, Mother. Hurry, Daddy.
I'll be there as soon as I unpack my prize.
I'll help you, Daddy.
Oh, good. Oh, boy, what beauties. Robin, my boy, I'll bet you've never seen fishing rods like these before.
Not since, Mommy, I did this box.
You mean your mother opened my box before I did?
Oh, yeah, but she didn't look at the reels. She only took out the card.
What card?
Well, the one I found in her waste paper basket. It was all torn up, so I pasted it together again.
Honestly, Robin, you're the nosiest person I've ever known. Here, let me see that card.
Here you are, Daddy.
Congratulations on your record catch of 26 fish, Mrs. Lyon.
Oh, then what's keeping you, dear? All the guests are waiting to meet that very clever angler.
They've already met her. And you know something? I think you should have that sewing machine.
So do I.
Imagine you getting the winning catch.
Honey, I got the most wonderful catch 27 years ago.
Darling, do you really mean that?
Of course I do. The week before we got married, I caught 36 fish.
Oh, Pop, do you still want to talk to Australia on the phone?
No, I don't think Mr. Menzies would be interested.
That was Life of the Lions, with B.B. Daniels and Ben Lyon, with our children, Barbara and Richard. Also in this recording were Molly Weir, Doris Rogers, Richard Belairs, and Horace Percival. The incidental music is by Paul Fenelay, who conducted the BBC Variety Orchestra. The script was by Bob Locke, Ronnie Hambury, and B.B. Daniels. Production by Tom Ronald.